from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Penny Nelson. Bay Area tofu lovers are mourning the news that the San Jose Tofu Company is closing after 71 years. The shop's been around for three generations, and the couple that runs it, Amy and Chester Nozaki, are retiring. KQED's Rachel Miro reports.
A steady stream of locals pop into the Japantown store to offer their rueful congratulations and ask if there's any tofu left. But if they were like me and came after 11 a.m., the answer is no.
It's so sad to say goodbye, but nothing lasts forever.
Yeah. Amy married Chester Nozaki 25 years ago, so she hasn't put in quite as many hours as Chester has. He grew up in the store his father ran before him and his grandfather before that. Just the same, it's hard labor, and both of them say they're getting too old to keep lugging buckets of soybeans and water around their tiny, well-worn kitchen.
The wear and tear started to catch up with us.
They do have two grown kids, but neither of them wants to do this.
We don't want to put any pressure on the kids. It's just going to end here.
Most tofu makers use machines now, and the Nozakis use no preservatives, so their tofu only lasts 2 to 3 days. But the taste, Amy likes to eat it with a little finely chopped green onion, ground ginger, and soy sauce.
You can really taste the tofu flavor.
Maybe local hipsters will want to revive the ancient tradition. If they're hoping for a tutorial from the Nozakis, though, they'll have to wait till the couple gets back from their first extended vacation in living memory. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.